You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
City on New York City's restaurant row and through the music of...
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You'd never guess who that band is. Because I didn't guess it. Who watched Howdy Doody? I'm not kidding. That's Clarabelle the Clown. Lou Anderson. I'll give you a little background for newcomers, a little history. Came out of Iowa, Drake University, Lou Anderson. Alto sax guy, that was him. Signed up with the Navy during World War II at the onset. Started a big band. He was attached to the submarine service. After the war, he joined up with the Honey Dreamers vocal group. He wrote all their arrangements, and he sang with them, too. And then they signed him up, drafted, you might say, to play the part of Clarabelle the Clown on the Howdy Doody show. He was there 6 years. That's Lou Anderson. Then they played in New York City, a mecca for big bands, Carrie's Nightclub. I was playing at Birdland, Friday nights, 5:30, 7:30. That was a Woody Herman favorite called Apple Honey, Hallelujah Time. Woody Herman, Milwaukee style. Rob Middleton, Brent Stanton on tenor sax. Lou Anderson on alto. Music of the Stars. You remember the early 60s, mid 60s? All the Mondo this, Mondo that movies. They were documentaries. And if you have any sensitivity about you, I wouldn't watch them. But the music was great. I'll give you that. I'll give them that. Riz Ortolani. And here was one from, I think, the second one, Mondo Cane 2. And the Four Preps had a hit with this. Here they are. Music of the Star.
I'll set my love to music. It will make the sweetest song. And the whole wide world will understand. I love you. You fill my heart with music. My arms with longing too. In the whole wide world there is no love like my love for you. Thank you.
Hey, Wendy. Vocal quartets were so big in the 50s. Here, my favorite, the Four Lads, four guys out of Toronto. 1956.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still is Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Lads were a Canadian singing group. Million seller signature tunes. And earlier this month, Bernie Taurisch died. biggest hit, I think, was Moments to Remember. Had their first gold records with Istanbul. Top 10 hit, and that's their way to stardom. That was the first gold record. Their most famous was Moments to Remember. 1955. Standing on the Corner Later. From the Broadway musical Most Happy Fella, which is not a happy musical. The Music of the Stars. These guys were at Festa Italiana. Four Lads, and that was such a huge hit with Ray Ellis and the orchestra. This is their very first recording coming up next, and it's so rare I have to do it on a 78.
Turn back, fool lover, turn back.
Can't you see? Danger threatening your youthful heart. Why?
blinded by the glamour of a faithless heart.
Somewhere there waits for you a lover good and true. So turn back, foolish lover, turn back.
Four lads are all gone now, and the 20th of February, Bernie Tourish passed on. He'd retired, got tired of, well, performing and running all over, and some of the other guys didn't fare so well. Here's Bernie with an interview.
And I really always enjoyed you guys. Tell me again how it all got started. Up in Canada, right?
Yeah. We all attended a school called St. Michael's Choir School. Actually, it was called St. Michael's Cathedral Schola Cantorum. Originally, in Latin, means the Cathedral School of Singing. And that's where we met. In the mid to late 40s, we got together. We'd worked under various names. The Otnerots, that was Toronto spelled backwards.
Okay.
And then, believe it or not, we had a name in the 48, 49, we took the name Jordanaires.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because we did a lot of what was called Negro spirituals.
Yes.
That
last one you did was fantastic,
well, thank you.
By the way.
But we came down to the States as the Four Dukes. And there was a group in Detroit that had that name. So while the first 2 months in New York, we changed the name to the Four Lads.
And the four original members, again, who were they?
Connie Cotterini was the bass.
Right.
Frank Busseri was the baritone. Jimmy Arnold was the high tenor. And I was the second tenor.
Very good. And you guys probably got your start off of that recording with Johnny Ray and Mitch Miller. We talked earlier about Mitch Miller. Tell us about his involvement with your career.
Well, we had a very good manager. I think without Mike Stewart, our original manager, nothing would have happened because he was so...
Here's my favorite, Four Lads, right here.
Over. You are my magnificent obsession. Day in and day out, it's always the same. There is love beyond expression. You are my magnificent obsession. My kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is a flame, heaven is in my possession, for you are my magnificent obsession, obsession. My kisses have
blessed obsession. You're my magnificent obsession.
How many million sellers did you have all told?
Five.
Five of them.
Five gold records.
Can you remember which they were?
Yeah, Down by the Riverside, Istanbul.
No, Not Much.
No, Not Much. Who Needs You and Moments to Remember.
Moments to Remember. Who's the gal that does the narration on Moments? That's not Angela.
No, no.
It should have been.
The girl does the intro.
Yeah.
January 2.
You're right, right.
That's Lois Winters, a very good singer. She was with the Ray Charles singers, the white Ray Charles singers on the
Perry Como show.
Show,
right.
And the girl that did the narration, talking, the drive-in movie where we go. Her name was Pat Kirby.
That's Bernie Taurus. We lost them on the 20th of February.
Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Than standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. I'm the cat that got the creep. Haven't got a girl, but I can. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, and that's where I select my imaginary dish. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. Imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. Saturday, and I'm so broke. Haven't got a girl, and that's no joke. Still, I'm living like Main Street, and I review the harem parading for me there. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, underneath the springtime sky. Brother, you can't go to jail for what you're thinking, or for the woo. Look in your eye. You're only standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Who's the gal that does the narration on Moments? That's not Angela.
No, no.
It should have been.
The girl does the intro.
Yeah.
January 2.
You're right, right.
That's Lois Winters, a very good singer. She was with the Ray Charles singers, the white Ray Charles singers on the
Perry
Como show.
Perry Como show, right.
And the girl that did the narration, talking, the drive-in movie where we go, her name was Pat Kirby.
Okay.
She was a singer on the...
Gary Moore show, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know she was on the Tonight Show, the original Tonight Show. I think it was still called Broadway Open House.
You mean with Jerry Lester?
Yeah, Jerry Lester. Or maybe Steve Allen.
Steve Allen had taken it over.
People forget that before Johnny Carson, or before Jay Leno was Johnny Carson.
And before Johnny Jack Parr.
Jack Parr. Before Jack Parr, Steve Allen.
Allen. And before that, Jerry Lester. And with Dagmar.
And the funniest story...
Here's Pat Kirby.
This summer, my heart will fly beyond the world to a new romance high above the ordinary summer fling. Size above this playground world like a child on a swing. My days will dance aboard a carousel filled with romance. Around, around, around we'll go, as all young lovers do. For this song will dance aboard a carousel filled with romance. Around, around, around we'll go, as all young lovers do. For
the mystery is solved. That's Pat Kirby. And Pat was the voice for the Four Letts, the lady who jumped in now and then without any credit.
People forget that before Johnny Carson, or before Jay Leno was Johnny Carson.
And before
Johnny
Jack Parr.
Jack Parr. Before Jack Parr, Steve Allen.
Allen. And before that, Jerry Lester with Dagmar.
And the funniest story of all, stranger than fiction, is there was a guy out in the West Coast, like 1951. His name was Creesh Hornsby. He took the West Coast by storm. He used to do bring out a fire extinguisher and spray the audience, all kinds of crazy things that was unheard of in that time. He was the original guy lined up to do Broadway Open House.
Oh, really?
The forerunner of The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
He died a week before he was supposed to do the show.
What was his name?
Creesh Hornsby.
I'll be darned.
History might have been completely, it might have been no Jack Parr, no Johnny Carson. If this guy had come to New York, everybody says nobody could have followed him.
I just thought of a good trivia. Jerry Lester's theme song.
Don't get nervous now.
Here is the fellow who's in charge of the show.
They're running at Rockingham.
Jerry Lester is his name.
Just call me Beanbag. The greatest. Welcome to another Tuesday Night Review in honor of the pretzel maker right here. You know, we just came back from Detroit, and we had a wonderful stay.
We played the St. Joseph Festival out there, and we had a wonderful stay at the Whittier Hotel, and we also got blocked off in Cleveland, and we want to thank the people at the Carter Hotel, especially Harry Eske, for treating us so nicely. And, listen, so sit back, relax from the plane ride. Just relax, relax, relax. Don't collapse, relax. That's it. Say, that was a funny joke. He's really in the show. Ooh, what a...
That's the first Broadway open house with Jerry Lester. Guy I never thought was that funny, but he later played gangsters on the Jerry Lewis movies. Here's the very first Steve Allen show.
Steve Lawrence, Pat Marshall, Andy Williams, the music of Skitch Henderson. Tonight's special guests, Wally Cox, Bill Kenny of Inkspots fame, and New York's greatest giant, Willie Mays.
This is September 27, 1954.
That's where we're taking you now, tonight and every night. Now to meet the star of our show, Steve Allen.
Boy, we've been making last-minute changes around here. That's something which I am very I'm very well aware that that isn't at all amusing in Omaha or Chicago, but it's breaking us up around here. We've had the best engineering and production brains east of the Mississippi working on a clever opening for this program for about the last 3 months, ever since we planned to go on. We were going to have the Empire State Building and move it, and the city, we had Mayor Wagner at our beck and call. They were going to give us, the East River was going to flow the other way, and all sorts of very exciting things. And about 20 seconds ago, a fella ran in and says, the Cadillac remote unit had a flat tire, and you know.
This is Skitch Henderson.
I think we're going to be able to handle those numbers as far as the technicalities of the thing are concerned. But what puzzles me is, are we going to be able to get that dance remote from Nome, Alaska in? That's the one. There's a big Eskimo blubber dance going on up there. And we're going to bring you the magic of, I don't know what. We're going to tie this network up in knots it'll never get out. Four engineers committed suicide this week alone, getting ready for this show. I don't know what the heck we're doing here. All I'm trying to find out now is...
It's music time, friends. I see by the old clock on the wall. They always say that. Hey, fella.
What is it? What is it? What's up?
You ready to go? What are we going to have tonight?
Oh, we're going to have something reserved for five.
Is that the name of it?
Yes.
It's Newt?
It's reserved for the saxophone section, headed by Mr. Schertzer.
Wonderful group. Wonderful
yes.
group.
And Mr. Klink and Mr. Newsom exchanged pleasantries in improvisation.
On the show?
Yes, they do that.
I see. All right. Okay.
How is this in three? Who knows?
Skitch Henderson. Skitch Henderson, here he is, and talking about why he left the Carson Show.
I went to Hollywood. I went to, when the show went to Hollywood, I went there. I wanted to change my life. I wanted to go where, again, what I had that false start in London. And I very much wanted to start a Pops situation here in New York. And I knew that it would never happen as long as I had the security of that paycheck. I also had a farm in Connecticut, and I had kids in school in New York, in or close to New York. And that was one of the most fantastic nights of my life was a night at the Beverly Hills Hotel when Carson gave me a not only a fantastic gift, a Bible, of an ancient Bible, the most improbable gifts that from Carson of all people, and then gave me a dinner, a going away dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And he was so thoughtful because he invited people that I'd known in Hollywood as a kid that were, it was so well put together. And then all the music people, of course, too. It was a fantastic night. I've never forgotten it. And I was, it took me a while to crank up what I wanted to do, but I think it was, I think when you get around 60 years old, you should start worrying about what the rest of your life is going to be. And I knew damn sure the rest of my life wasn't going to be a banana in television. And I knew I'd been around television since the beginning, so I knew it was going to change. I just took a big chance.
Skitch Henderson, a tune that every kid knows, a big band tune. Stand by for news, Hoagie Carmichael. The music of the stars. Be right back. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do, madly. Because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored. Lost control and tumbled overboard. Gladly, that magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Ah, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing, but now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, It's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and
That's the song everybody plays, everybody on the piano. Hoagie would be proud. How'd that song catch on with everybody? Floyd Kramer here. This is the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rondle High Noon on most Civic Media stations. Stick around. CBS News next. See what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. You know, if you figure it out, that's the beginning of rock and roll. You got a C major, A minor. How'd they do that? Hoagie Carmichael and Frank Lesser did the lyrics. Mel Torme, no, I'm not going to play anymore. We got news coming up. Stick around.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.